us play there. I was gonna make a Squid Game reference, but you didn't watch that.
I haven't watched that show.
A scaredy cat.
Okay. A scaredy cat is a really loaded term.
Loaded. Loaded diaper.
Wait, should I be Roderick for Halloween? Because I don't have a costume, but I can easily get a white.
That's what I.
A white shirt from Walmart.
The second I said that out loud, I was like, oh my god, should that be my emergency? I need a third Halloween costume.
That's going to be my Halloween costume for the whole time. I don't have anything else.
You're not taking it off the whole week.
I don't have anything. I don't have a single thing.
Emily, this is going to be the biggest weekend of my life.
Are you serious?
I'm not prepared. Yes, because it's my school's biggest football game this weekend. And also Halloween.
Oh my god.
And I'm scared for my life, to be completely honest.
Okay. Be safe. Be careful.
I plan on it.
Okay.
I'm 85 years old on the inside. Yeah. So I'm scared of how long I'm gonna last.
Yeah.
And I'm basically gonna be moving into my friend's apartment for the weekend. Yeah. Because they always come pick me up before we go out. So I was like, we're going out all day, every day this weekend. I'm bringing my carry-on suitcase
That's
to their
hilarious.
House.
That's hilarious. I actually meant to tell you this. I'll just tell you now. My tournament here got canceled, and I might have to go to, like, some place in Michigan this weekend for it. Isn't that so funny?
You just weren't going to say it until right now.
I literally forgot until right now.
Do you know where?
Yeah, I'll text you.
So happy Halloween, everybody, in advance.
Happy Harryween.
Real hot.
Harryween.
Happy Harryween. Oh my god, perfect transition.
Yeah.
If you're going to Harryween at MSG, you might want to listen to this episode because.
Yeah, actually, you definitely will want to listen to this episode.
Oh my god, we're so helpful.
Yeah.
Imagine being us. Yeah.
We are.
You're welcome, guys. My Venmo will be in the description.
Oh my god.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so Emily and I had, speaking of the most eventful weekends of our life.
Are we going to intro or no?
Hi, I'm Skylar. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. I'm Skylar.
I'm Emily.
And
okay.
2 weekends ago, Emily and I had the most eventful night of our life.
In 2 years.
2 years in the making. Yeah. We saw Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden in the Big Apple.
Yeah.
It was, it felt like I had a psychotic break and hallucinated it in the best way. In a good way, though. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole entire day was a fever dream and, like, absolutely so fucking crazy. And we both, like, flew home for it and then flew back and, like...
Yeah.
It was insane. But...
Yeah.
What's even weirder to think is that, like, we were 18 when I bought these tickets and we're both 20 now and seeing him.
Yeah.
And, like, that's super weird. But,
Dude.
We were, like... I don't even... It was just...
We bought them around this time of year.
Because I bought them in November of my freshman year. So, it's super weird that it, like, happened. And it, like, it was a whole day affair. But then once it was over, I was like, that took 20 minutes max. The whole experience. Yeah.
Even waiting in line. I am not a patient person.
Yeah, not at all.
Waiting in line, I was like, that felt like 2 seconds.
Yeah. There were stretches that felt like forever. And then those last 45 minutes, I blinked and we were, like, inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was insane.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But that whole...
It's one of those things where, like, we were talking about it for so long that it felt like we were just going to be waiting for it forever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was there and I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
It was surreal the whole time, but it was so good.
It almost added to the experience because it was like, oh, my God. We were super close to him, and I was like, oh my god, he's there and he's real. But two, on top of that, I was like, I'm actually here and it's actually finally happening. So it was like double the oh my God, this is real life.
Yeah, it was insane. So, I don't know. Should we, like, highlights rundown of our day? The highs and lows?
We'll break down our day.
Yeah. So, we had a friend that went the first weekend, and...
Shout out, Julia.
Julia Lynn, what up? But, she told us that we could get to the city around, like, 7 a.m. to get, like, wristbands or whatever. We got an email from MSG saying they were giving wristbands to the first 450 people that showed up. And the point...
They lied.
They lied. And MSG lied about a lot. Actually, biggest complaint is the lack of just, like, showing up that MSG security and staffed it. And maybe they were short-staffed, and maybe, yeah. Like, we're not blaming the individuals that were there. We're blaming, like, the organization as a whole. Heads. But...
Yeah.
We got...
Because I'm sure there were reasons for some of it, but it just seemed like they were like, we don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
That's your problem, yeah. You guys.
And, like, the amount of times that teenage, like, young... women were in charge of, like, organizing and shit was, like, yeah. Absolutely insane. But anyway, we got there at, like, 6:30, and this line wrapped around that, like, new train station. So we were at, like, the very end, and then we all got ushered out of there because they didn't want us near the train station.
Well, first we have to say that we weren't supposed to camp.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be... MSG said no camping. That's why they were like, yeah. Come at 7. Yeah. They were like... Come between 9 and, like, I think they said 5.
Yeah, which is for your absolutely wristband. Ridiculous.
So we're like, what? But then luckily we had our friend who went, and she was like, no, go at, like, 7, you'll be fine. Like, whatever. No, people were very much camping. It's just they technically were not on MSG's property. So no one could do anything about it. Until the train station.
Yeah, and then, like, we were getting... We didn't... Okay, everyone had, like, these numbers written on their hands. And right. We did not have numbers written on our hands. So we were like...
We're like, where'd you get
what
that?
What does that mean? But
where'd you get that?
But apparently it was just, like... Fans were doing it themselves. Like, they passed around this Sharpie to get a head count, which, like, is smart, obviously. Like, we were trying to keep it as organized as possible. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But we were, like, very much like, oh my God, the 450. Like, if we're not in 450, we're screwed. So then it's, yeah. Like, 7 in the morning. We're all in this, like this group across the street from MSG. Because the train station people told us to get out, and then it was chaos. We were just standing in a group, and then eventually we got filed by, like, number group to wrap around Madison right. Square Garden.
And at that point, we're like, what are we gonna do? Because we wanted the wristband. I feel like we were like, we want the wristbands. We did not know how possible that was. But we were both being like, nope, we have to think positive. Right. We have to hold out because it'll be so worth it if it works
exactly.
out. And, like, it's one of those things where, like, if we had had a number, we would have been, like, one of the girls being like, nope, you're going to the back. No, you don't have a number. Only 200's forward.
Yeah.
But it's, like, when you don't have it, you're like, why are we running this? Like, why are people deciding for me, like, where I'm going to go? Like, we want to be, like, every man for himself. Yeah. Like, it's, like, low-key, you're like... No, I want the chaos. I want to sprint. I want to sprint to the front of the line and be everywhere.
Yes.
But it's... Harry's are smart. Pass the Sharpie down the line.
Yeah, we got
people
it.
People who got here first are getting their fill. And you know what? Good,
like,
for them.
We were... We were like, okay, like, the number people, fine, do your thing. But all these other people that don't have numbers that showed up later than us, we were like, they can't be in front of us. Like, we can be a little bit cutthroat with that.
Yeah, and that's why it's annoying. The Sharpie got lost.
Yeah, the Sharpie got lost. And then, like, when in our final line formation, we were behind a relatively big group. It doesn't matter now, obviously, but we were behind a relatively big group of people that came, like, after us, which was upsetting. But it doesn't matter, but...
And then a train station worker tried to lead us astray.
Oh, my God.
He came up, and he was like... Go across the street.
Yeah, he pointed down, like, and then to cross the street. And I was like, I thought he was MSG because maybe they were trying to control 800 people.
Yeah, we were like, where are we supposed to... We were like, I thought, like, maybe, like, oh, we're getting more numbers out here.
Yeah, no,
now.
I would.
But he was like, go across the street. And I look at him, I go, we don't have numbers. And he goes, silence.
Silence.
Just stare at us.
And he's and just like no. looking and pointing. And I go, where do you want us to go? And I was like, you know what? Fuck off. Like, I'm not going down there. And then we ended up, like, crossing the street. Like, whatever. But I was like, literally, what the fuck? Like, it was so confusing. But then we're wrapping around, finally, in MSG. And we're, like, behind a lot of people that got there after us. And we were, like... Mm-hmm. I was bumming. Because I was, like... That was, like, a decent size of people.
Because we didn't even talk about the fact that when the line got up and got told to get off the train station property... Yeah. People just sprinted forward, yeah. like, the line had been wrapping around the building again. Yeah. So, like, people that were, like, almost touching the line again who were at the end just, like, went straight. Yeah. Like, they didn't, like, it didn't, like, file out. Like, so we had ended up behind a bunch of people who, like, were, who came up to us being, like, oh, is this the end of the line?
Exactly.
So we're, like, what the hell?
So we're, like, going back. I'm feeling a little disheartened. I'm, like, okay. But then, as we're wrapping around, I see my RA from the summer, Shayla, what's up? And I, like, freak out. I hug her. Skylar goes back in line. And then I go back in line with Sky. For too long did we contemplate, like, should I go up and ask her? So then I go up and I say, oh, my God. We catch up. We're chilling. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm here with my friend. She's down the line. And she was like, get her up here. So all I did, because I didn't want to make a scene, all I did was... I turned my head out and I went, Sky! And I was like, I hope she heard me because I'm only saying her name once because I don't want this to be a thing.
I, like, perk up. I'm like,
oop. And then she came up and we were in front of, like, you got in front of, like, what, like 15 people?
Maybe, yeah, probably.
Right? So.
It was, like, a group of several groups.
We were feeling pretty good at that moment in time.
We were like, okay, the chances got better.
It's 8 in the morning, maybe. Yeah, so it's, like, 8 in the morning at this point. And then we're just chilling.
We're like, how are we going to do this till 9?
Yeah.
Just standing in because line. Or 9:30. It was 9:30.
Yeah, but the, like, process for wristbands technically didn't start until, like, 9 a.m., right? So we're chilling in line for, like, another hour and a half, basically. And we're getting freaked out because... We're behind people that have, like, 450 written on their hands.
Yeah. We hear a girl go, oh, yeah, I saw someone with 480. And we're like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean at this point?
We never saw a girl with 480 written on her hand, but we heard it. And so it gave us, I don't know, this false sense of, like...
I was like, I heard it, but I didn't see it, so seeing, like, is believing.
I was like, fully...
Seeing is believing. Fuck the Polar Express.
I fully was like, well, then that must mean that they're gonna go past it. And Skylar was like, yeah, but we didn't see that.
Because at this point, we're still like, professional people had given us these numbers. We didn't know yet that it was just another
girl. Yeah, I thought it was like an MSG person, but no. The girls were like,
which is
let's
why we're
organize
like,
ourselves.
Pooping ourselves.
Yeah. So then...
Which, then our friend who went was like, oh yeah, no, when I was in line, a girl in a banana costume was just going around with a Sharpie and writing numbers from people's hands. And I was like, had I known that, I would have been like, we're fine.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're waiting. Skylar gets a little delirious. Our friend is playing Doja Cat, and Skylar's, like, dancing like someone's forcing her to. And it was actually the funniest thing ever.
Like, I was possessed.
Just, like, dancing, but, like, so sad about it. Because we'd been up for so long, and we were so stressed.
I was so tired. Yeah. But then we're also, like, I was, like, going through, like, toxic positivity mindset. Yeah. Like, you know when people are, like, forget your feelings, be grateful, gratitude. I was, like... No, we're gonna get a wristband, Emily. We're gonna get one. It's gonna happen. I was like, I'm not leaving this line until someone from MSG personally comes up to me, grabs me by the face, and goes, you're not getting a wristband. Yeah. Go home.
Exactly. No, exactly.
That's what I was gonna take at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. So we're waiting and waiting, and I, like, even my friend turns and she's like, guys are like, we're probably not gonna get one. And I'm like, yeah, but
I was like, no.
And I was like, I was accepting any fate. I was like, it will be okay if we don't have one, and it will be okay if we get one. And then
it's part of the manifesting process.
Exactly. you can't.
We were letting go of our manifestation.
Exactly.
We're
like, can't want it too much. You know what I mean? But then.
Letting the universe do what it
will. Exactly. Would. And then as like people are getting their wristbands, they're walking down past the line. So we're, the wristband had like a number written on it. So we're looking at these people's wrists, like what number are they up to? Like as they're going.
My blind vision, I'm like squinting, like being like, what number is on
that? But then we start seeing numbers that are 450 plus. And we're getting a little bit excited. And then literally before we know it, like, I didn't even take this in, like, I didn't even, this didn't compute in my head. All of a sudden, my friend is turning and saying, like, the woman's right there who's going to, like, show you, you're going to show your vaccine card to them. And like,
I can still
feel it in your body. Yeah, I know. She's like, guys, like, she's right there. And we're like, what? So Skylar and I are, like, scrambling, like, picking. We are getting all of our shit out of our bags, like, so fast. We're like, so yes, like, this is my wallet. This is my vaccine card. Like, these are my tickets. Like, they didn't need half the shit.
I got a COVID test like 2 days before. I'm like, I'm pulling it out too. She can't tell me I'm not getting in. Like, literally, like, we were ready. We were like, at this point,
we were fully ready to do whatever we needed to do.
We go up to this woman. I have my my vaccine proof and my ID on top of each other. And I'm like, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Emily's like, this is my ID. This is our tickets. Yeah, yeah. She's like, I don't need to see the tickets. She's like, here's my ID. Good. Here's my ID.
And then we go into like just this lobby and it's these two dudes that are like giving you the wristband and my arm is fully extended and I have my tickets on my phone. He's like, I don't need that. I don't need that. And I'm like, okay, okay.
Like, stop. You're
He's
in.
Like, please just like give me your wrist, you dumb bitch.
Mine was like trembling. I know. Like, he put mine on so poorly and it was my fault. Like, I was shaking.
So then he puts it on. We're like 489 and 490. Like, fucking crazy. Yeah. And some person that's next to us is like, you are doing God's work. Like, you are absolved of literally all
of
your sins.
She goes, I want
to
kiss him on the mouth.
And he's like, yeah, all my sins are cleared. And we were all like, yes. Like, you are absolutely insane for this. And
you
then...
You have been blessed by the Harrys.
We get out. We're, like, freaking out. We're, like, fucking shaking our wrists in the air. And then I look at my wallet, and I go, oh, my ID was fully just upside down when I showed it to her in my wallet. Like, my ID was upside down. And she didn't say a single thing. She was like, okay, good.
She's like, go.
I thought that was so indicative of, like, the mood of us going through that process. And then we come out of it.
Was getting so worked up about it. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah. They're like, here, take it.
So they ended up giving, I think we heard 650.
No, no, no.
It honestly could have been
there
more.
There were people with,
was it 700?
800, babe.
850. Yeah. Which is more than they gave out for
the first weekend.
Our friend's show. Yeah. And it's almost double what they said they were going to give for all of them. So I think my theory, and this is not proven, so I would still go, you know, try to get a wristband.
Yeah.
Try to go as early as you can. I would, honestly, it's like the full concert experience again for general admission. Like, they fully strayed from trying to keep people from doing that stuff. But it seems like they're trying to give everybody who's in the pit a wristband. Because they were still giving them out when we were lining up to actually get in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember they were like... They're telling people, like, if you don't have a wristband, just go to, like, the box office.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I think they were trying... Because we... It was, like, 4:30 when we lined up.
Yeah.
4 or something. Yeah. Like, they said 5 for when they would stop. I think they're just trying to give everybody in the pit a wristband so that, like, they just shuffle them all in. Because then they take you into the Hulu theater.
Yeah.
And you all sit
but
in your
little
order.
We didn't even look like that big of a group. We took up 2 sections. No.
Because I don't think everybody came to get a wristband.
Okay. But there were people that, like, had, like, really, like, high numbers. Like, 700.
I bet they just came later.
Do you think they just straight up didn't let them in as early as, like, the first... Like, I just didn't...
No, I think they just let them in. I just think people didn't show up. I think everybody who wanted to show up showed
up. Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
No, I just... We just, like, didn't look like 800 people in that theater is my thing.
Because
it ended, like, a couple of rows behind us, and we were, like, 4.
Yeah.
We were almost basically, like, the 5.
They also gave us water.
Yeah, queen. Cakes. Whoever, oh my god, the queen that was, like, please just take the water and don't leave it here. I don't want to clean it up.
Oh my god.
We were all like,
that was the best part because there were like men outside. It was all men.
Yeah, yelling directing at us.
The line outside. And they were being so stupid. They kept being like, move back, but they would tell the front of the line to move back. So we're like, what is the front of the line supposed to do about moving backwards? Yeah. Because obviously we can only move back as far as we have space.
Exactly.
They were not going to the back of the line. Like, were you supposed to scream at each other? Yeah. Like, no one wants
and
to
then
listen
girls
to a bunch
would...
of girls screaming at each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
So we're like, oh, these stupid words. Oh, so annoying. And then this woman is speaking to us. We're like, Queen, we love you.
Everyone
talk
was
to us
clapping.
More.
We were like cheering for
tell
her.
Tell us what to
there
do.
There was also that guy when we were entering MSG. And I had my phone out because that was what our tickets were on because I figured I'm entering a concert and they might want to see, like, my ticket again. And they were just...
Yeah.
It was, like, before we went to... through security. And I just had my tickets out because, like, I'm just, like, responsible and I have them out so I don't waste people's time.
Trying to make the process
yeah,
because
I'm fucking nice. And then this old guy at the barricade next
you're
to us...
You're a seasoned concert
yeah. goer. And then this old guy at the barricade next to us, I had my phone out, and he was like, you won't need that. You won't need your tickets. You're good. Like, this is just security. And he was like, can you do that? Can you go, like, 30 minutes without your phone?
Yeah.
And I was like, how many years can you go with your life, old fucking man? Can you shut the fuck up? I was so pissed. I was like, how much longer
do
you have?
How many seconds can you go without being misogynistic?
Yeah. How long can you go on this earth?
Remember... He turns to me, I'm standing there. I'm like, I'm not responding to this.
Yeah.
And he goes, she can't, huh? I was like.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know if she can. And then I went, yes, she can. And we just.
My phone was in my fanny pack
was
zip
not
up,
out.
Is the best part. My phone was in my fanny pack, and my fanny pack was zipped.
I was like, can somebody please fire this bag of bones? Not to be ageist,
literally.
But he was
Harry.
Fucking annoying.
He was being misogynistic, and he was being, you know, ageist towards us.
He was
us.
Being ageist towards us. I just thought, like, I have not been up since 5:30 in the morning for a grandfather to ask me, a 20-year-old woman, if I can go 30 minutes without my phone.
Yeah. Also, the fact that you were just trying to do it, because to be like, here's my tickets.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you go trembling with your phone? Can you shut up?
Hey, can you shut up?
Are you trembling with the effort it takes to not say something so annoying?
How insecure are you in your age and your manhood that you have to make fun of teenage and young women? Anyway, it pissed me off, and I just remember that, and I'm upset about it all over again.
Yeah. No, that was so stupid. I forgot about that until you just brought that up.
Because and then when he talked to you, too, and I was like, you know what?
I know.
Absolutely fuck off, sir. And I was like, she can go 30 minutes out. Actually.
Yeah, Emily's like my mom. She's like, yes, my daughter can. Leave my
we
daughter
stood
alone.
In that line for 3 hours, and I don't think I actually went on my phone once. So.
No.
It doesn't matter. This man is
that's
so.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
That's such a
we
lie.
We took pictures. Then what else did I do on my phone? It was in my pocket. Oh, we were Snapchatting somebody. That's really correct.
That's really
cool. Anyway. But yeah, but then when did we get...
Oh, sorry.
Go, do it. No, just go.
Of course. It always comes back when you're like, okay.
The minute I'm ready to move on.
The minute you're like, okay, here's what I'm saying instead. It felt like, remember that clip, that so famous clip of Ariana Grande where they're like, oh, how
yes.
long can... What would you rather have, your makeup or your phone?
Yeah.
And she's like, is this what you think girls worry about?
And they
that's
very,
exactly the same
they
energy.
Very convincingly, I don't know if that's a word, they were like,
It is now.
Convincingly, they were like, yeah, actually, really, I know for a fact that it's true, too. And she was like, I can go without my phone. Like, it's not a big fucking deal. And they were like, what?
A girl who can?
Oh, my God. Don't have time for it. Don't have time for it. Anyway.
So, anyways, onto a happier note. So, we get in after we go into the
Yeah, what time is it? Like, 6? We're in at, like, 6?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when it settles that this was the worst wait. Was being in the crowd, standing up, having been up since 5 o'clock. I took a power nap. Emily
did not.
I
take a power nap. I can't nap.
Neither of us had caffeine in between.
No, that's not true.
After. No, we had it during the... We had it going home.
Yeah.
But then...
Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. Well, we didn't want to...
I needed something closer.
We didn't want to put too much stuff in our bodies because we didn't want to have to pee.
I didn't want
to
pee. We did both pee before the concert.
Yeah, and so what was insane...
Surprisingly, neither of us did during.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a little leak happened when I was jumping, but I don't remember.
Oh, you know...
Just...
It's only natural.
Just to be accurate, just so we don't lie to the people.
Just to be honest. Surprisingly, I didn't. I really thought I was going to pee my pants.
I didn't feel like that. I mean, but what worked was we got in at like 6 and then the place was like empty like by the time we got in, and there were how many rows of people in front of us? Like 3?
2 to 3. It started as like, yeah, I'd say like 3.
Yeah. So we got there and we were like, okay, like this was our spot. We were like, this is our spot. We're not going to move. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't really, because there were people sitting, like we couldn't sort of like finagle our way a little bit to a more desirable position. And we got there and we were like, okay, I guess this is where we're standing. And then we took stock of like where we were standing and we were like, okay, wait. This is insane.
Wait a second. We were like, oh, so that is genuinely where that man's going to be in a few hours?
Yeah.
And it was crazy, too, because we were on the side. Jenny Lewis didn't really go around the stage. She kind of just stayed on one side, which was fine with me because she was on our side.
Yeah, honestly. But, that was a vibe.
I love her. But we, like, her setup was already done when we got in. So, like, we could see her mic stand, and we were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's going to be there, too.
Yeah.
And I just got goosebumps thinking about it because... To this day, I still cannot believe that. Dude, seeing him, how you see people, like, imagine, like, someone walking by you in a hallway. That's how close he was to us. Like, seeing the outline of his facial features was just insane.
Yeah, like, I was literally explaining it to my friend today. Because I was like, you could see him, like, his minute facial expressions.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah. Every brow furrow. Every smile. Like, I can see him blink.
It's like high definition to you. Like, compared to where we were 3 years ago, like, we were pretty far away, and his stage setup was also, like, different. Like, this is not, like, you can't really dissociate and look at a screen and feel like you're watching a YouTube video of a concert because it was, like, right there, and I didn't need to look. The craziest thing is that, like, I didn't need to be looking at a screen constantly to be able to see him clearly because sometimes he would just, like, be right there.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely insane.
Which, and, like, that's the thing. I think you and I both, we took a lot of photos and videos, but, like, I was like, okay, one photo, and, like, would put my phone down, because, like, he was right there. Like, there was, like, no reason to not be just, like, looking. Like, I was like, it's not worth seeing on my phone. Like, don't worry, the photos Emily and I got are absolutely beautiful,
crazy.
And I stare at them every single day. But just, like, they're, like, I'll never, like, I don't need to remember, like, through a photo. I will never forget what it was like seeing him there.
And,
like, looking at him and having him look back in that direction.
Yeah.
Which,
it was crazy.
Oh, my God.
I will say, we are, like, older than we were in 2018 when we saw him. And then there were, like, 16 to, like... 15 to 17 year olds there. So reflecting on the train ride home, and let me know if this seems like an accurate thing to say, but what Sky just described of like taking videos, taking a picture for a certain segment and then stopping and putting it away and being able to experience it, like that's what I was funnily enough, Sky took pictures and I took videos, but like
Did not communicate. To each other. That's just what happened.
But, like, I would take videos up until the first chorus of a song and then be done because I know the song. And then if he was, like, saying something or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then put my phone away and was at the concert. Unfortunately, a girl behind us has not yet shared, you know, had that experience of, like, growing up. And I really do think it's part of, like, just being older and, like, whatever. But she really got up close and personal with Skylar's back, resting her arms, taking
with my with head. Your head,
resting her arms on Skylar's head. Like, she would take camera roll videos and Snapchat videos of every single moment. And at some point, like, I hate to say it, but I had to dance and push her out of the way because it was ruining our experience. Oh, yeah. And, like, you know, we're all different. We all experience things differently. We all want different memories. Yes. But also, just be, like, that pissed me off. And maybe we're old, too old. I don't know, but I don't think we are. But, like, what's what I just found interesting is the dip. Because I felt like that, like, our concert too. Like, I definitely have more videos of our past concert and pictures than I do of this one, probably. But we were like 17. So I understand it, but at the same time it was just interesting to observe it.
Yeah. It's not to sound like that old man we were just complaining
about. No, exactly.
Because that was different. But, like, it's just like a thing where it just it didn't ruin, but it hindered my experience because there were, like, not even just the girl behind me. Like, there were people in front of me who had their phones up the entire time. And I was like, can we just put our arms down for a second so I can just see? There were taller people in front of me. And I was like, can we do height order?
Yeah, seriously.
Can we? Yeah. Like, and it was just like, let's just all be there. Because you know what? He can all see us better when our phones are in our faces.
Don't you want that sickening eye contact with him? I did.
The sickening eye contact. I did. Emily and I were literally like, look.
We were like, come here.
Come here. We were waving him over. I thought it would be so funny if he saw us be like,
I know.
But if he had seen it, he would have looked, I think, I personally. And he would probably done something.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's just my opinion, my humble opinion. But take it as advice.
Yeah.
I remember every single second of that concert. Yeah. It didn't feel real, but it, like, it's soaked into my memory. I'll never forget. And, like, I took a lot of pictures in, like, some moments and then none for, like, most of it. And I got so many good photos. Emily got amazing videos. Like, just trust your gut. Just, like...
Yeah. Just, like...
Just go with the flow and enjoy it and be considerate of other people.
Yeah, because I remember every single part of that concert, but I also remember every single time that that girl invaded our space and made it an annoyance. Yeah. So, just, you know...
Which also, Emily and I had great conversations with, like, a bunch of people around us too. Like,
these were people that came up in the crowd after we had waited in our same spot for an hour and a half.
Oh yeah.
So
we had great time. Like, Harry's are great. Like, for the most part. Like,
for the most part.
Love them. Like, there's just one girl behind us. Like,
who didn't get it?
Yeah, like you said. Like, it got to a point where I was like, I'm not controlling my dancing, so I was, like, you know, I was a little bit more backwards movement. And, like,
I was using my hips more than I normally do. But also, she was short.
She was on my head.
She was on Skylar's head.
She was shorter than me.
Yeah, she was shorter than two of us. You know what I would have respected more is if she was, she fucking pushed her way to the front. Yeah. I would have been like, okay, great. Like,
I would be like, I get it.
I get it.
You can't see shit down there.
What I don't get is what you are doing.
However, what I do not understand is the choices you're currently making.
Exactly. So anyway, that is all to say. It was great. We had moments where we weren't recording and we were experiencing it with each other. That was just the other thing is, like, I wanted to be, like, next to you or, like, behind or whatever. And, like, she was directly behind you and I was, like, over here. And, like, the best part of going to a concert with your friend is experiencing it, like, with your friend. Yes. So at some point, I did end up fully behind you and I would put my arms over you to get a video, but it just felt like I was hugging you from behind. Like, we were just kind of, like, leaning and, like,
I know you, so I was like, you can touch me and put your arms over me. Like, I don't, and you were also considerate of my face. Yeah. Like, you weren't, like, putting it in front
obviously.
Of my face.
So,
like,
so, like, that part was fun. Like, there, some of the best memories I have are when we, like, looked at each other and we're, like, having these realizations of, like, things, and it was, like, so funny. But, yeah, that was just something funny. There was, like, no one pissed on the floor in front of us. We didn't pee on the floor. We didn't have to deal with that, thankfully. We did get pretzels, though. I did venture out. So a really good strategy that we had was when we got there at like 6 or whatever, and there weren't a lot of people filling it up yet, we decided to pee one at a time. And we like talked to people are like really chill about letting you in and out, even when there were there were way more people there sitting. Oh my god. When I went to go get us pretzels at like fucking what, like 7:30 or something before Jenny, and there were way more people sitting and standing, I was like maneuvering my way very politely. And some girl was like, let me help you, and like held my hand as I like stepped over these people, and I was like, thank you. Like, people were nice. And then like I got us some, you know, obscenely overpriced pretzels, and we ate those, and that was a good idea because we definitely needed, well, I don't know if it was a good idea for Skylar because it kind of hurt her tummy, but we needed some
food. That's just because I can't handle carbs well.
Gluten really
bread.
Is that new?
I don't do well with that stuff. No, I've always I've always been like that, but I just noticed that it's like bread and like gluteny things and cheese. Like, I noticed that like over COVID.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a totally different.
Yeah, thing, sorry, but me just checking in.
No, it's just so funny. I'm like, yeah, no, I have a gluten issue.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to my doctor about that one day.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, definitely good advice would be to, if you have a group, like, go, like, half at a time, like, a couple at a time, one at a time. Because, like, and go early if you're in general admission, like, go before most people get there and, like, you know, drink your water, but be mindful. Eat something before. Also, stay for Jenny Lewis.
Yeah.
It was so worth it. I love her. Funny enough, I've listened to her since middle school, which was the same thing with Casey Musgraves. Like, these were two people like I knew beforehand who I was like, what?
Yeah.
They're on tour with Harry Styles all of a sudden. He loves his country women.
He really does.
What can I say? She was so good. I would recommend listening to her before your concert and like at least falling in love with one song.
Yeah, just so look at her set list. It's like it's a short set list. Funnily enough, I've listened to like one of her albums like repeatedly and none of the songs from it were on it. Like,
which one?
I don't know. Maybe it's her old one instead of her more recent. Or
I think she only has
two
or three.
But even so, though, even though she didn't like move around a lot, when she was on Our Side, she was absolutely vibing, and I would go to like a Jenny Lewis show now.
Oh, I think that would be 100%.
So fun. She's so cool.
I think she'd be so good. She's such good vibes.
Yeah, and I, like, didn't we all, oh, she has that song that's about, like, her dog.
Puppy in a truck.
Yeah, and she had this interlude, like she was on the phone with her dog before she played the song, and the dog, there was, like, a recorded barking response, and then, what did she say? She was like,
So she goes, you want them to bark?
Oh, yeah.
But before she had even said that as part of the sketch, we all just started barking back at her. We were like, woof, 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 you want to bark? And she starts laughing. She's like, oh, you want them to bark?
Yeah.
The crowd was there for Jenny. Even though most people didn't know her, like, I don't know, just like, Harry's bring it. We were like, yes, queen!
Yeah, we were absolutely digging it. That was the funniest part. We all just, like, started barking. Well, I also wanted to, like, I don't know. I was like, I wanted to, like, be there to support her, because, like,
I wanted to make her feel welcome.
Yeah, it was that. I was like,
I think you could tell that, like, it surprised her how much
it did.
Like, people were enjoying her set.
When a lot of people in Madison Square Garden started, like, genuinely barking back at her and her dog.
For you?
Yeah. She was, like, she was shook. It was pretty funny.
She was shook. Yeah. Harry had some very special moments for us, too. I think, if you guys didn't realize this, he did To Be So Lonely at MSG.
Yes, he did.
He also said, ooh, spicy at the end of it, which, guys, if you're like us and you've just seen TikToks like the whole year of people going and you're like, oh my god, like, I can't believe people are going, having a moment like that happen and being like, I'm gonna see this on TikTok every day for like the next week is insane. Like, because in the moment you're like, that was huge. Like, that was so...
No, it happened. Huge. It happened, and Sky and I turned to each other, and we were like, what? Like, what was that? We were, like, so freaked out. We were like, literally, what the fuck was that? And then I saw, like, 3 videos of it on Twitter, and I was like, I heard that. I heard that in person.
I was there. I was in the room where it happened.
I was literally in the room where it happened. Oh, my
God. That was the other thing, is... the post-concert touchiness.
Yeah.
I still low-key can't watch TikToks of his concerts yet.
I can't.
Just because it's too... I can't. It hurts. I want to be there again.
I can watch videos of, like, other ones happening, but when I see TikToks of, like, our concert, I immediately swipe. I can't watch them.
I know. I'm like, no.
Absolutely not.
No.
Oh, my God. This is a little... a little tangential, but I was in a grab-and-go dining hall last night, and they were playing Adore You, and I walked in, heard it, and I immediately walked out. And then I...
oh, my God, yeah.
And then I walked back in, and I was like, okay, because the last time I listened to this song was live, and I can't do that.
Yeah, the same... Emily, the same thing happened. I think I texted you when it happened. The same thing happened to me. The day I came home, I went grocery shopping. So this was Sunday, or home. I came back to school. I went grocery shopping because I... did not go grocery shopping the entire week before the concert, which, who let me live by myself?
Yeah.
They play Canyon Moon. But also, I forgot my headphones. I usually bring my headphones to the grocery store. I forgot my headphones, so I'm like, ugh.
Have to listen to it.
Canyon Moon.
That's so specific.
Canyon Moon of all songs.
Yeah, it's not even like, who was on Aux?
Yeah, who did that to me? I literally was like, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry in this moment.
No, it was absolutely ridiculous. I just... yeah. But then also, like, oh, I saw a TikTok about this, too. Someone posted a TikTok of after a concert, like, recently. Mm. And it was, like, the caption was something about, like, proof that he plays Humble after the show. And I thought that was so funny because we had heard that. And then once the show ended and we were all, like, walk of shaming out of the arena and we heard Humble and we were, like, singing it. And I was like, this is an apocalyptic experience. Like, what is happening? It was so
like
funny.
A massive group moving forward. It's just like, my left stroke just went behind me.
Yeah, it was like absolutely insane. Like, that music choice was so interesting. I don't know, like, why.
There was just so many moments throughout the night and the day, too, where Emily came out for this. I started gagging and almost throwing up because I was so overwhelmed. When we got up to the woman who checked our IDs, my knees almost gave out. Like, I'm not saying it to be funny.
She was afterwards. We were like on the side of the street near basically Penn Station, and Skylar was keeled over, like almost throwing up, and I like didn't know what to do. I was like, I don't know what I'm like, supposed to do if you throw up in New York City right now. Like, what
nothing.
Am I supposed to do?
Can't do anything.
That was so funny. No, the whole everything was so insane. And then getting back on the train and feeling like I have no object permanence, and I for a while, that train ride, I was like, did I see him? Because I don't remember any of it.
No, literally.
And
you said it best. He would go on the other side of the stage and be like, he's not here.
Yeah.
And then he'd come back and be like, no, go away.
Seriously.
I don't want a cupcake. Go away.
Also,
Harry and I were low-key matching.
Oh,
you guys
were low-key matching.
We both wore sheer black tops with, like, tan pants.
Yeah.
That, like...
except for yours were...
who told them what I was wearing?
Yours were more interesting because they were sparkly.
Yeah, mine were a little more interesting, Harry.
Someone had a tweet or something recently that was like, Harry Styles is an outfit repeater. I genuinely want to know...
Lizzie McGuire, you are an outfit repeater.
Yes, that. I genuinely want to know, like, what has happened. Why? This is a different point, but, like, it's...
he looks good, but, like...
do you think it's because...
that first outfit served.
Yes. But do you think it's because Harris Reed, like, isn't there? Wasn't he doing a lot of... or were they just Gucci suits? I can't tell.
I don't know. Because, like... and, like I said, like, the first outfit was so good. It set the bar so high. It was, like...
yeah.
Oh my god. I thought it was only going to get better from there. And that silk outfit was so good.
Well, the Nashville outfits were actually really good. The nude glittery suit and then the silk vest. Oh, I forgot about the nude glittery suit. Yeah, Nashville actually was like really, really good. Those shows are really good. And MSG Night 1 was awesome. MSG Night 2 was not as awesome. I thought ours was at least... We wanted nips to be out. And they kind of were.
They were half out.
They were half out, yeah. In some pictures... Yeah. His completely sheer shirt in the lights was pretty nice. In some
pictures, I was like, I didn't see those.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. Interesting.
But anyway, overall, obviously, 10 out of 10?
Didn't matter. 100 out of 10, actually.
Yeah, it was awesome.
10 out of 5 on you.
And then we had to go back to school at where life is significantly less awesome. And
yeah, but I will say it did. I was in a slump, and rip me out of it real quick.
Oh yeah, no, so completely.
I've been productive this week.
Yeah, I definitely think. Well, I was texting you about it. I was like, this, like, I'm going to wait for my emotional release to happen at this concert, and we'll see whether or not I live or die. So it was super. There's a lot riding on this experience, but I think it's, like, just what I needed. Like, just before everything, like, school gets really amped up, it starts to get really cold. Midterms. Yikes. And, like, all of that stuff. Like, I need this to have it.
Yeah.
Is that insane?
Yeah.
Let me know if that sounds insane. But, like, I needed it.
Perfectly normal to me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, if anybody else is going, let us know if you have any... questions. Obviously, you'll probably be at a different venue unless you're going to Harry Ween, but we'll try to answer to our best ability if you want some advice.
For Harry Ween, I would, if you have GA tickets, get there earlier than possible. Like, you know, it's all like, it depends on how much you give a shit. But like, if you give a shit, get there earlier than maybe you were planning to. I just feel like there are gonna be a shit ton of people there.
Oh, yeah, I would try, like, maybe at least 5.
Yeah, at the very least, 5.
At the very least.
Because they'll probably give out, you know, like, we were 480, but people in front of, directly in front of us were, like, 87. Like, in the end, it's a bunch of people, it's hundreds of people split between two huge sections.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have
At the end of the day, you have to realize, like, you're gonna end up pretty close no matter what. Like you said, like... We were 480, but, like, the people in front of us were, like,
hundreds,
like, above 100. So, like, it just really matters, like, where you choose to go at the end of the day. He moves around really well and, like, works the whole
stage. Yeah, it's not a problem.
You're gonna see him. Yeah. And it's gonna be good no matter where you are. Don't even worry about it. And, yeah. We're jealous that of anybody who's going next. And if you didn't get to go this year...
It's fine.
Enjoy the TikToks, I guess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly am kind of glad I'm not going to Harry Ween, because I after our experience, I think the stress level would just be so much higher.
I would definitely have puked.
Definitely.
I feel depression. I couldn't be on TikTok at all today because I don't know if you know this, Greta Van Fleet was just at the Troubadour.
Oh.
People are posting videos where the people in the band are literally on top of them. Like, literally standing over them in the crowd, like, in their faces.
Seriously?
Because it's a small venue.
Yeah, no, Harry did it in 2017.
They don't play a lot of small venues. Like, they've been doing really big venues.
Yeah.
You can tell that they like it so much better.
Yeah.
I'm getting upset seeing them. Like, I have jealousy issues. I'm getting irrationally, like, upset. I didn't go on TikTok today.
Shut up.
It's getting upsetting. I want to see them so bad.
You'll get your chance.
Yeah. I will.
You will. Sorry this took a little bit longer than normal to get up. Things are busy. Things are tough, but...
I am in midterms.
Yeah, Sky's in midterm season. I'm... a student athlete, so my schedule is very busy. Yeah,
Emily's a D1
student. D1 student athlete, Big Ten. So thanks for being patient with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hope it was worth it.
Let us know about any of your concert, Harry concert experiences if you've gone on the tour so far.
Yeah, send us photos. Yeah, send us pics.
Just talk to us. We're fun to talk to. Ashley talks to us on the reg. What up,
Ashley?
What up, Ashley?
We love you.
So, yeah, keep it.
Should we talk about you guys? Like the show? I'm in love with
Noah.
With Noah from After Now.
I have.
Who did
we
that?
We actually should talk about that show, but I'm only on episode 3, so I need to catch up if you're ahead.
I was watching a bunch today. Okay. But yeah, you got to catch up.
I think that'd be fun.
We cannot talk about Squid Game. Maybe I'll do
Let's Talk with Sky about Squid Game, because I'm not watching that show. Like, feeling has passed for me. I can't.
I don't think I'd have anything interesting to say about that show, though, because I'm incoherent. Okay.
If anyone wants to hear my in-depth review of Jason Sudeikis' episode of SNL, let me know.
Emily could talk about that for 2 years.
But I watched it last night, and it was really good. I love him so much. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that.
And, okay. And that's all I have to say. Us just airing out people other people we're in love with before we leave. I'm like, Greta Van Fleet. Because
there's other people you need to know that we are absolutely obsessed with.
Dylan Arnold. Yeah, just don't worry more about it, guys.
Don't worry about it.
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis.
I was talking about Harry Styles and then you name-dropping Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, and there's room in my life for both of them.
I know.
Come on.
Someone has room in her life.
The funniest comparison that I've seen on the internet. Well, the last thing I'll say about it.
Say it, and then we'll sign up.
Olivia Wilde being compared to Renee from Twilight going on the road with her minor league boyfriend baseball player.
No hate, but it's true.
No hate, but
girl.
That's so fucking funny.
It's kind of true, too.
Especially because Jason literally mentioned his children on SNL. Like, just, like, said, like, I have kids. And I was like, oop.
Jason is kind of sorry, calling him just Jason.
Jason, I know. Jason Sudeikis.
No, he's Jason Sudeikis. Sudeikis. He's not Jason. He's not a Jason. Anyways. He is a Charlie Swan type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for listening this week, you guys. We hope you liked it. We hope this was interesting to you, whether or not you're going to the Harry Styles concert. And thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Talk to us. Follow us on social media. We will post as much as we can, but we are very clearly struggling.
We are very clearly full-time students, so
yes.
You know the vibes. But we're here.
You know the vibes.
But we're always...
And we'll talk to you.
Yeah.
We respond in, like, 2 seconds to DMs.
Yeah, we're so. Absolutely obsessed with people DM
literally.
On Instagram.
If you think you like us enough to talk to us, just talk to us, and you'll see how much we like you back.
Just say hey. Hey.
Just say hey. Hey.
Okay.
Okay. See you next
week. Bye.